Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Susie Hutchinson, Executive Director with Helping People Succeed. They serve Treasure Coast residents who need special training, education, employment, and living. Helping People Succeed will celebrate their 50th anniversary with a community picnic at Indian Riverside Park in Jensen Beach on Sunday, April the 6th. Susie, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks very much. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Give me an overview of what Helping People Succeed does, the programs you offer.
We're kind of unique in that we provide a variety of services to a variety of populations. Our claim to fame is actually helping people with significant disabilities find and keep jobs in the community, helping them become productive taxpaying citizens. And these are folks that you really haven't seen in the workforce until the past few years. You go to a variety of the retail stores, grocery stores, et cetera, and you're beginning to see more and more people with obvious disabilities working. And that is exciting every day. We also provide a variety of services for children who have very, very special needs. When a baby's born that isn't exactly what you expected and there are issues, our first job is help them understand that it's their beautiful baby and we'll help them as that baby grows up to be the best they can be. We also work with children's mental health issues, you know, behavioral issues and issues where children actually have diagnosed conditions. So we provide a variety of services, but the thread's the same. Our whole goal is to help that child, that family, that person with a disability succeed.
What's changed in the 50 years that Helping People Succeed has been around? And I was almost leery of asking the question until you told me before we started taping that you've been there 40 years yourself.
I'm starting my 40th year this year. And what's really interesting about Helping People Succeed, our first name was Pioneer Occupational Center for the Handicapped. And founded by a group of parents who wanted more for their sons and daughters than just sitting home and watching TV. Well, when you think of the word pioneer, they started out exploring what people with disabilities could do. And over the last 50 years, we have basically taken their dream and made it a reality. We've gone from programs that brought people with disabilities in just to color or to do very simple arts and crafts to one where they're working and living and playing and using resources just like you and I. So the 50 years, and that's probably the quickest I have ever said it, but the 50 years has really shown just the increase both in the accepted ability of people with disabilities and societal acceptance of the fact that diversity of population is good for all of us.
I'm speaking today with Susie Hutchinson with Helping People Succeed. You've got a community picnic coming up on Sunday, April 6th. Help celebrate your anniversary. Tell me about that.
That's very exciting for us. We're inviting all of the people that have helped us get where we are today, and that's a lot of people. We're contacting former board members, former staff members, people that have been successful through what we've done. And from 12 to 3, we're just going to have a big picnic, big party. We'll have a few surprises here and there. It's at Indian Riverside Park, and we're quite excited about it.
You've also got something called April Showers coming up?
Exactly. One of the things that we have found that even though we've been around for 50 years, there are a lot of people who have never heard of us. And so in April, we're asking the community to help us gather things together that infants and toddlers need. And we have a variety of places throughout the community that you can drop off diapers and lotion and formula and all those things that babies need that we then provide to the families that we serve. And when you come in and drop off your diapers or your other pieces, you'll see a big Helping People Succeed sign, and you'll get a brochure that, again, lets you know the kinds of things that we do that really contribute to the health of the community.
Now, we're already into March, but are those beautiful calendars that you put out each year, are those still available?
We still have them. We still have some available. Every year, I say it's the best one, and this year, it's absolutely gorgeous.
I've been speaking today with Susie Hutchinson with Helping People Succeed. We'll have a link to their website, and there's a lot going on for their 50th anniversary. We'll also have an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Susie, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks very much for having me.